T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I thought you were going to replace rock and roll with taxpayer money or something
no,
like that.
No, not this time.
Yeah. Kim Gray is a member of the Richmond City Council. She has been kind enough to join us this morning as the council deals with one of the most controversial topics in several years, this plan for Navy Hill, a redevelopment project set at $1.5 billion. It includes a new Coliseum to replace the old Richmond Coliseum, which is now 48 years old. But this thing is not clean and is not going down easy. Kim Gray is with us here. Good morning to you. Where do you think we stand this morning as you prepare for this vote this afternoon?
Well, it's uncertain where the vote is this afternoon. The vote obviously is about our referendum to get the advice of the people on where they want us to spend their tax dollars. So $600 million of taxpayer dollars will pay for this Coliseum if this ordinance passes, and the resolution directly addresses that ordinance that says this 80-block TIF district is the revenue that will be utilized to fund a new Coliseum.
So the Coliseum itself, the new Coliseum, would cost, what, $235 million, but then it would be financed out over 30 years, so the price goes up to pay the debt service on that.
Right.
And that's money. The argument here is that money from the TIF district, which is, draw a big line in the many, many blocks around the existing Coliseum, that all of that tax revenue would go for this project and not for other projects.
Right. And there are some who say that there would be no taxes if there is no Coliseum. So there are different points of view. Mm-hmm. I'm not a naysayer on everything, but it's hard to imagine that the new revenue that would be generated in this 80-block area would not exist without a Coliseum. So that's what our commission will be exploring. The commission will continue to move forward and do its work. And the referendum and the commission are not mutually exclusive. This is an advisory referendum, which is all we're allowed to do in Virginia. But it is a guiding piece of information that I think will help inform council's decision on how to move forward.
And the referendum in this case is clean. You know, one of the criticisms of Paul Goldman's proposal was that it was laden with external issues not directly related to the project. I mean, he pushed back on that when he was on the air last week. But what does this referendum actually say?
So this referendum, it immediately and directly addresses one of the 11 ordinances put forward with the Coliseum proposal. And it is strictly about how the Coliseum is financed, with whether or not we use this TIF district that goes from 1st Street to 9th Street, from 95 to the expressway, and whether or not that incremental money that comes in should be utilized to first pay for the Coliseum, and whatever's left would go to all the other needs from that we know we have in the city. So that's the question on this referendum that we'll be taking a vote on this evening. And
now, your colleague, Councilwoman Reva Trammell, is quoted in the paper today as saying, "Personally, I'm tired of rich corporate millionaires and billionaires trying to drain city coffers of our taxpayer money to finance their pet projects. My view is if they want to build something, let them do it with their own money." Do you think that that's a widespread thought? Do you echo that sentiment, or would you have a different take on it? What do you think?
Well, I think there are amenities that the public is willing to share in the cost for. I think that the problem that we're having here is there's a serious lack of trust in the ability of the city and the city administration, the mayor and the like, to make good financial decisions for the people. And we have example after example, not just this mayor and not just this administration, but, you know, Sixth Street Market all the way on to the Redskins training camp. There are examples of promises made that have not been kept. So I think there's a huge trust deficit, and I think that we have to scrutinize any proposal that comes forward and make sure that we're protecting the citizens in any negotiation.
I think you're right. I think to be a cynic is not helpful, but to be skeptical and ask a lot of questions is probably responsible. Do you feel, Councilwoman Gray, that the mayor, who I personally like, okay, I mean, my interaction with him has been positive, and I appreciate that he's willing to come on the radio and, you know, in general talk about things. Do you think that this rollout and the explanation has been enough? My observation as somebody in the press looking at it is that it's been a lot of nice photos and drawings of what this thing's going to look like, but the details, Paul Goldman had to fight to get the documents released so that everybody could see the nitty gritty here. And that concerns me.
I think that it's important to have representatives who can actually explain this deal to the public. If it's something that is important to our mayor and that he's passionate about, he should take his case to the people. And I don't see where that is happening.
Has he been upfront with you personally, you think?
Personally, no. I mean, we just got the proposal on the 5th of August, and this is something that's been in negotiation for almost 2 years with this mayor, or probably more than that. I don't really know how long. So it's, you know, things done in secrecy and in darkness always make us more suspicious, and we're going to scrutinize a little bit harder because it's, you know, it's hard to know why, if things are so wonderful, why everything had to be done so secretly.
Yeah. And real quick, I know you got to go. What time is the vote today? And do you have a prediction?
I don't have a prediction. 6 p.m. is the public hearing on whether or not we should put this on the November 5th ballot to hear from the people as an advisory referendum.
Kim Gray, member of the Richmond City Council, who joins us pretty frequently, and I do appreciate that very much. Please call us back if you ever want to be on the air. You got some insight you want to share. I'm welcome to. I welcome you here on WRVA. Thanks, Kim.
I appreciate the opportunity. Have a great day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.